Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a warm and hearty welcome to Radio Islam International and to the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I'm Sister Amara, and at Greater Prime will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Adikajah. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, shukar, we all well with the grace of Allah.
Yes, indeed, yes. Jazakallah for allowing us into your homes, into your kitchens. And I'm sure most of the sisters are looking forward to today's program. Well, here's what you can look forward to. We're going to commence with the health segment and amazing benefits of turmeric and milk. Now, turmeric is also known as arat, haldi, bori. So, you know, many people have this turmeric milk, turmeric with water, and it's very, very beneficial as well. And then if you go on the alternative route, you get your turmeric capsules or your tablets or anything to do with turmeric, but indeed it is really an amazing spice. And many people in India also call it the golden milk, yes, because why, it has many, many health benefits. So we're going to share with you some benefits of turmeric and milk. Thereafter, in the homemaking segment, we're sharing with you tips for cleaning your windows, curtains and blinds. And in our cooking segment, Adikaji, what can we look forward to?
Today, in the cooking segment, we're doing all slab cakes.
Mm-hmm.
We have different types of easy everyday cake recipes. That's more on the plain cake side, like, you know, the Madeira cake, the chocolate slab cake, the burfi cake, then there's a fruit cake. There's quite a few, lemon poppy seed cake. So, yes, that's all what you should look out for today.
Okay. So, our theme today on a cooking segment is all about cakes, baking cakes. And we're also going to take you through tips for baking better cakes, mistakes to avoid, how to grease your baking pans, you know, the correct ingredients, utensils to use. And we're going to try and assist you with any of your questions or concerns as well.
Inshallah.
Then I've also got a question for the listeners out there. Share with us your cake baking flop stories. Share with us your cake baking flop stories. I'm sure we all have our own cake baking flop stories. So you can share that with us on SMS or WhatsApp 082-565-8648. Also on Twitter at Amara Radio Islam. Or also follow me on Instagram Amara_Mullah. Well, we're going to open the lines later on in the program. Let's see how time goes. But in the meantime, you can still interact with us on SMS or WhatsApp. And I repeat the number again, 082-565-8648. Amazing benefits of turmeric and milk. Turmeric and milk have natural antibiotic properties. Including these two natural ingredients in your everyday diet can prevent diseases and infections. Now, we're going to actually start off with a recipe for turmeric milk. You take 1-inch piece fresh turmeric root. If fresh type is not available, then use 1 level teaspoon turmeric powder. So the recipe for turmeric milk is: take 1-inch piece of fresh turmeric root. Now, if you don't have fresh, then you can use 1 level teaspoon turmeric powder. Then you take 1 glass milk. You boil turmeric and milk for 15 minutes. Strain the milk, remove fresh turmeric piece out. That's only if you're using the fresh turmeric. You strain that, cool, and drink the milk.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I remember last year sometime we had an interview with Sister Zaira Muhammad, and she says you can add maybe 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper to this as
okay.
well.
Okay.
So add 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper to this milk that you're going to make, and you'll get amazing benefits as well. And if you look at the benefits of turmeric milk, it's good for respiratory illness, cancer, it's anti-inflammatory, good for coughs and colds, for arthritis as well, for aches and pains. It's also an antioxidant, a blood purifier. It's good for like a liver detox. It supports the liver and cleanses the lymphatic system. Then if you go on to a blood purifier, it can revitalize and boost blood circulation in the body as well. And bone health, turmeric milk is a good source of calcium, which is a must to keep the bones healthy and strong. Turmeric milk lowers bone loss and osteoporosis. It's a digestive health also. It is a powerful antiseptic that promotes intestinal health and treats stomach ulcers and colitis as well.
Mm-hmm.
And menstrual cramps. Yes, many, many women today suffer from menstrual cramps. So turmeric milk works wonders as it is antispasmodic. It eases menstrual cramps and pain. And also, pregnant women should take golden turmeric milk for easy delivery, postpartum recovery, improved lactation, and faster contraction of ovaries. So quite interesting. That is also good for rash and skin redness. Ancient queens took turmeric milk baths for soft, supple, and glowing skin, and soak turmeric milk in a cotton ball, apply on the affected area for 15 minutes to reduce skin redness and blotchy patches. And this will make the skin more radiant and glowing than before. It's also good for weight loss, for eczema, and for insomnia. And warm turmeric milk produces an amino acid, tryptophan, that induces peaceful and blissful sleep. So have you ever taken turmeric milk or any turmeric product? You know, tell us about the results you've received, how you have felt, for what have you taken it. We'd love to hear feedback from you on that as well. And the SMS and WhatsApp number is 082-565-8648. Let's go for a short break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, just for the benefit of so many of our sisters out there, that we will be actually commencing with the recipe segment later on in the program. And also the recipe we're going to commence with is the Mia's Farm potato pie recipe. And 2 weeks back we did, somebody actually called in and said the best pie they actually have was the Mia's Farm potato pie recipe. So Adikrita has given me the recipe. And I've typed it out, and while it's on, we're going to share that first. Before we go on to the cake recipes, we're going to be sharing the Mia's Farm potato pie recipe. Now, let's go on to our homemaking segment, and it's cleaning curtains and blinds. Now, you know, when you have this thick type of curtains, you know, before you go to bother of taking down heavy curtains, you know, it's a big... It's a real mission. It's a big issue, you know. Decide whether they really need cleaning. So... It is suggested you try the following first. Vacuum curtains thoroughly using the upholstery attachment and a low suction. It is always worth buying a vacuum cleaner with variable suction so you can use it to clean a variety of surfaces. Ideally, you should do this once a month. More if you live in a particularly dusty area, you may find that through vacuuming postpones the necessity of having them cleaned. Yes.
Which is so true, yes.
You know, you've got those heavy curtains, you've got those fancy curtains, drapey curtains. The best way is to vacuum them at least once a month.
At least it sucks all the dust out, you know.
Yes. Then also, if the curtains smell musty from perhaps if you've got a smoker in the house, try airing them. This may involve taking them down, but will still be less trouble than washing or cleaning them. Then you can choose a breezy dry day, preferably when the sun is not shining too strong. Also, you know, if you need to wash your curtains as well, then look for a nice sunny day as well.
Yes.
Look at the fabric that you've bought. You know, as some curtains shrink. If the curtains are going to shrink, then rather just vacuum them, and you can maybe just steam them. But first vacuum and then steam. In that way, you know, it'll look like it's been washed. Then also... this would also be for those, if you've got swags and hangings and drapes as well. Then sometimes also, you know, maybe you can use like a spray on it and then also vacuum it to take out all that dust and things
you
like that.
You get the water spray, so you just spray it on and take the dust.
Or if you need to take out your curtains, take them out if you need to, maybe wipe the rods out clean. The rods also get quite dusty. So you can take out your curtains and vacuum or wipe the rods and put your curtains back again. Or just hang them up. Don't wash them. Just hang them up to get sunlight and air them out as well.
Yes.
Then some people even take the curtains for a steam cleaning or to a dry cleaner. In that way it also helps.
It does help.
And you get some professionals that actually come home and take out your curtains. They wash it out first and hang it up for you again.
Definitely.
Well, everything comes with money these days, Adikarita.
I was going to tell you the same thing.
Yes. It's always good to choose curtains that can easily be washable.
No, it is. And even the rods. Try to put the easy take-off and on rods. It makes it so much easier.
Yes. And then if you've got blinds also, you know, you get those blind dusters, wipe it out. Those blinds, you dust it out, wipe it out with soapy water, and it works well. I think blinds are much better.
Easier to...
But I suppose certain rooms would look better with a blind and certain rooms... would look better with curtaining.
Gee.
Okay, let's now go on to our cooking segment of the program. And our question for today is share with us cake, your cake baking flop stories. And we're going to ask the engineer to actually open the lines now, just for a few minutes, 011-854-1548, while we share with you tips on making cakes as well. You can come on in and share with us your cake baking flop stories. Thereafter, we're going to close the line and go on to the recipe segment, and we're going to share with you the mere sun potato pie recipe and easy everyday cake recipes. And like Anika just said, we've got Madeira, we've got chocolate, easy burfi, the lemon poppy seed cake, we've got the chocolate cakes as well, and your very famous fruit cake recipe.
Yes.
Okay. So, Antikrecha, let's see, when you go on to making cakes, you know, what ingredients would you use as well?
Your ingredients are very important. It has to be as fresh as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get ingredients as fresh and see that everything is at room temperature and make sure that your measurements are properly, or else you're going to get a flop cake.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to see that all your ingredients are ready and try and see they must be fresh as possible and all at room temperature.
Okay. Now also, it's also said that use a good recipe.
Yes.
For guaranteed results, and it's important to follow baking recipes to the letter so your cake will only be as good as the recipe you use.
Sure, for sure.
Start with a recipe from a source you trust. A lot of recipes, particularly on the internet, haven't been tried and tested, but ours here on Radio Islam certainly have.
Alhamdulillah, it is, definitely.
Then also use the thin side stated in the recipe and line it well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you get different types of shapes and sizes, non-stick, whatever.
Yes.
So I think you need to grease, line your baking pans well, and I still go with the old method of my mummy's. Is your ghee and oil mixed?
Mix, yeah.
Rub it onto your baking tray.
And
put a piece of wax paper
wonders.
And another grease the wax paper again, and sprinkle flour, and that works for me.
It never ever sticks on the pan. It never. Mm-hmm. My late mother-in-law used to use the butter wrappers.
Yes.
And she used to line her pans with the butter, especially when she used to make her fruit cake. She used to only line it with the butter shell papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, it used to come out so nice. It never used to stick.
But you can use your baking paper. You can use your magic liner.
Yes. There is so many different ways of lining the pan. But you have to.
Or spray and cook as well.
Yeah, you have to grease it properly.
Okay.
Then you won't have a cake that sticks to the pan and things like that.
So even if you're using silicone baking pans,
yes.
You still have to use.
Actually, you must use spray and cook in there.
Spray
just to be on the safer side.
Okay. Then very importantly, preheat the oven.
Yeah.
Tell us about the temperature.
You see, your oven, it's no use starting to bake with your cake and your oven is not on.
Mm-hmm.
Your first thing, before you even start baking, you have to switch your oven on so it gets preheated. By the time you finish mix your cake, your oven is ready to be baked. It's no use because or else you're going to get a flop cake.
Okay. And at what temperature would you bake your cake?
Again, everybody's ovens work differently, but the normal oven is 180.
Okay.
Yes.
Then also make sure ingredients are at the right temperature,
yes.
Like how you said earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take eggs out from the fridge.
No.
If you know you're going to bake, leave it out of the fridge.
Yes.
Okay. Even the butter as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now also, I think get as much air into the cake as you can.
Again, that's very important. Try and sip, even if it means you must sip your flour, your baking powder two or three times. You know what? Just to air it so your cake gets nice and light and fluffy.
Okay. Then they say cream, butter and sugar until the mixture lightens in texture and color. This increases the air and volume of the cake, giving you a lighter result.
Yes.
And then also, once the cake mixture is made, put it straight in the oven.
Do not leave it.
Yes.
What happens, the baking powder starts coming out and it doesn't come out the way
maybe
it should
like
come.
Maybe it's sort of just evaporates.
Evaporates, and then you... that is why it's so important before you start, you have to preheat your oven and then you start baking. As soon as your cake is ready to be put in the oven, immediately you put it in the oven. Do not delay.
Okay, then also put the cake on the correct shelf and keep the oven door closed.
Yes,
it's very important.
You must, yes.
You know, we have the habit of keep opening that door to check the cake.
You
don't ever do that.
You mustn't, because
your cake is gonna
when it's going to sink.
In fact, you've got an oven light.
Yeah. You can still see through the oven.
But don't ever open your oven. And if you're putting, you're making what, maybe more cakes, two or three more cakes, right? Put everything all in the oven one time. Don't put one in and then open an oven door and put another one in.
No, it don't work. It's going to get
put the... everything in together.
Yes.
Okay? Then, Atikaicha, stick to cooking times.
Yes. Again, you must be careful because you have to use, once if the recipe say for 30 minutes, leave it for that amount of time. Do not remove it before the time. Sometimes you get it, you know, a bit raw, or else if you bake it too long, it's going to overbake.
Okay.
So remember what the recipe says, you must stick to the recipe.
Okay. How do you cool a cake? Best way of cooling a cake?
The best way of cooling a cake is as soon as it comes out, try and take it off on a rack and leave it to cool completely, and it works wonders.
Okay.
On a rack.
Okay, then do you have to weigh your ingredients before you bake a cake?
You must weigh it. You have to. And another very important thing is you must use one specific cup to measure all your ingredients.
Yes.
Because the minute you're going to take different cups, each one got a different measure, so it's going to interrupt in your cake, and then you're going to get again a flop cake.
Okay. Then also...
And then, of course, your eggs have to be out at room temperature. That's also very important, because the minute the eggs are cold, it's going to kill the rest of the ingredients.
Okay. Then also, you know, we're so advanced now with our modern technology of different types of mixers. You've got your Kenwood, you've got your Bay Mix, you've got your Magic
Mix, all the G, yeah.
And you know, if you look at our mothers, our grandmothers, our great grandmothers, they never had all
that.
They used to actually take a wooden spoon
and an enamel dish, and they used to
beat
all the pieces.
And that cakes used to just be perfect.
You won't believe my mother up till today still likes to beat with her hand a chocolate cake that she always makes. And you won't believe how nice it really comes out.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't believe in using a beater.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, they say don't overmix once dry ingredients are added.
Mm-hmm.
Just mix on low speed until incorporated.
Okay.
Then we've got a bit of a tip here that I've come across. You say a pinch of salt brings other flavors in sweet baked goods. So it's worth a try. It's time to also put some maizena in for making a plain cake.
You know what it does? It actually makes it nice and light, the maizena.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then also, you know, it's always good to use, like for beginners, your measuring cups and your measuring spoons.
Yes. That's very important. And another very important ingredient is a spatula.
Yes.
You must have a spatula on hand, because the minute you take your pan, your cake mixture out of your dish, use a spatula and remove all your dough from there, and you'll see how nice it works with the spatula.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing the recipes. And so get your pen and papers ready. And we have easy everyday cake recipes. But we're going to actually first share with you the Mears Farm potato pie recipe. Then we're going to go on to the Madeira cake, chocolate slab cake, easy barfi cake, lemon poppy seed cake. That's really mouth-watering.
Mm.
Fruit cake. Antikaricha, we've had endless requests for your fruit cake recipe.
Okay.
So we're going to be sharing that. Then also a chef's decadent chocolate cake. That's where we're going to end off the program with. In the meantime, you can interact with us on SMS or WhatsApp. Share with us your cake baking flop stories. 082-565-8648. That's the number to SMS or WhatsApp. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back. Yes, it's Amara and Antikaricha Ibrahim. And now we go on to the recipe segment. Now, just before we commence with the recipe segment, we ask you the question, share with us cake baking flop stories. And the sister says, the first cake I baked, I added the sugar to the flour, thinking it's a dry ingredient. The cake came out rock hard. Okay. Then I've got another message. In fact, this one comes from Sister Aisha Dokrat from Lobatse, Botswana. She's always a good friend of mine and also a very ardent listener of this program. And she's actually corresponding to the question we asked also, how did turmeric help her? Well, she actually shared that with us. She said, Assalamu alaikum, finally my Radio Islam is back. Love your program. I had a terrible cough after Hajj and I took half teaspoon arad with a little water and my cough disappeared. Alhamdulillah, I drink daily the golden milk before I sleep, but I make milk and honey and cinnamon. I don't get aches and pains like before.
Okay.
So that's quite interesting. Okay. And then she said, question for flop baking. Okay, she says, once I was making naan and at the same time making a cake, I sieved the flour, added yeast in one and added the baking powder in one. But when I started baking, I mixed the yeast flour in cake instead of naan. She said, I only realized when in oven all overflowing batter messed my oven.
My.
The family called me from that day, Paddington the bear, when you baked always flop. So that
that's
is such a
good
nice
one.
Pro, yes. Okay, this one says, Salam Samara, this is Maimuna. Okay, yes. Okay, that called. Yes, I know it's Maimuna called me the day after the program.
Oh.
She says, Jazakallah so much for sourcing it. I've received so many calls and I know all my friends and my sister is going to be excitingly listening, Jazakallah, once again.
Uh-huh.
Well, certainly, Sister Maimuna, it is definitely our pleasure, and Jazakallah for giving me the call after the program, and Jazakallah to Antikarita for giving me the recipe. So let's actually commence with the Miasam potato recipe, Antikarita.
Okay, for the Miasam recipe, you need 2 cups of cake flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 egg, 1/4 teaspoon salt, enough milk to make a soft dough. You mix all the ingredients together and you make a nice soft dough. Then for your filling, you need 3 large potatoes, 1/4 cup water, 3 tablespoons of oil, salt to taste, 1/4 teaspoon of arad powder, ground red chilies to taste, 1 cup samosa pearl, that's optional, chopped green turner and spring onions. Now for your method, you dice your potatoes and you steam it with water, oil, salt, arad and ground red chilies until the water burns out and the potatoes are cooked. Remove from the heat and cool. You make your pies and dip in a paste made with flour, water and egg. Deep fry in moderately hot oven until golden brown on both sides.
Very easy, simple recipe.
It is, but it's so tasty. It's
and
very, very nice.
What's different about it, and the kreja, is it's actually fried.
Yes, it's fried and there's no meat in it. It's only potato.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you get tired, especially when it comes to Ramadan and everything's got chicken fillet, chicken fillet.
Chicken fillet and steak.
So this is something different.
Yes. So for the Mia's Farm potato pie recipe, you will require 2 cups cake flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 tablespoons oil, 1 egg, 1/4 teaspoon salt, enough milk to make a soft dough. You mix all the ingredients together to make a soft dough. Now for your filling, you take 3 large potatoes, 1/4 cup water, 3 tablespoons oil, salt to taste, 1/4 teaspoon arad, ground red chilies to taste, 1 cup samosa pearl, now this is optional, and your chopped green dhania and spring onions. So for the method, you dice potatoes and steam with water, oil, salt, arad and ground red chilies until water burns out and potatoes are cooked. Remove from heat and cool. Then you make pies and dip in a paste made from flour, water and 1 egg. Deep fry in moderately hot oil until golden brown on both sides. Okay, yes. So you're going to make your dough, and you're going to roll it out and cut it?
Yes. You cut it in rounds and then you lap. Actually, you roll your dough out, like, you know, a big roll.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big roti,
right?
And then on the half of the dough, you just make round incisions on, and you put your potato filling on there.
Okay.
Then you cover the other half over, and you just take a glass or a cutter, and you just cut them out, and then you dip it in egg and fry it.
Okay.
Gee.
for it today. It actually sounds very easy, very simple, something different, and delicious.
It's very tasty.
Well. Okay. And do you roll it out very thin or thick?
No, you must try and roll it out as thin as possible. Because what happens, you're going to overlap another one on top of it. So that is why you need to cover another one on top.
And it has baking powder.
It has baking powder, so it all rises very nicely.
Yes.
But it's something very tasty.
Okay. Now let's go on to the easy everyday cake recipe that Kreja, and we're going to come into the Madeira cake recipe.
Okay. Now for the Madeira cake, you need 250 grams of butter, 1.5 cups of caster sugar, 6 eggs, 3 cups of flour, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 cup warm milk, 30 ml of Robertson's orange essence, and a little bit of egg yellow color. Now the method is, you cream your butter and sugar with a dash of vinegar. You beat in eggs one at a time. Alternatively, you add the liquids and dry ingredients. You pour into your greased loaf pans and bake at 180 degrees for about 30 to 35 minutes. That's a nice, rich Madeira cake recipe.
Okay, so for the Madeira cake, it's a very easy cake, always much loved at home. Very nice to have with a cup of tea.
Very nice.
Something quick, easy to
make. Something that you don't want lots of icing in that.
Simple, light, easy, yes. So for the Madeira cake, you will need 250 grams of butter, 1.5 cups caster sugar, 6 eggs, 3 cups flour, 4 teaspoons baking powder, 1 cup warm milk, 30 ml of Robertson's orange essence, and a little bit of egg yellow.
Yes.
So for the method, you cream butter and sugar with a dash of vinegar, beat in eggs one at a time. Alternatively, add liquids and dry ingredients. Pour into greased loaf pans and bake at 180 degrees for 30 to 35 minutes. Now, I see you've got orange essence here.
Yes, again, it's optional. Lovely. If somebody don't like the orange, you can use vanilla essence also. It's fine. Okay.
And the egg yellow is a must in any plain cake.
Because it must give that nice, rich yellow color.
Then I see you've got a cream butter and sugar with a dash of vinegar.
Vinegar.
What does the vinegar actually do?
The vinegar actually makes it nice and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Then the chocolate slab cake.
Okay, for the chocolate slab cake, ingredients are 4 eggs, 1¾ cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of oil, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 3/4 cups of water, 1.5 cups of self-raising flour, 2.5 cups of cocoa powder, 2.5 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. Now for your method, you beat your eggs and sugar well. You add your vanilla essence, your oil and water and mix well. Sift your flour, cocoa and baking powder and add to above ingredients. Pour the mixture into a well-greased baking pan, 25 centimeters by 30 centimeters, and bake at 180 for about 30 minutes. When cool, you ice with icing of choice.
Mm. This is for a different recipe. It's an oil cake.
It's an oil cake. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice light cake again.
Okay. For the chocolate slab cake, it's 4 eggs, 1¼ cups sugar, 1/2 cup oil, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 3/4 cup water, 1¾ cup self-raising flour, 2.5 tablespoons cocoa powder, and 1.5 teaspoons baking powder. For the method, you beat eggs and sugar well, add vanilla essence, oil and water and mix well, sift together cocoa and baking powder and add 2 above ingredients, pour mixture into a well-greased baking pan, 25 centimeters by 36 centimeters, and bake at 180 degrees for 30 minutes, when cool, ice with icing of choice.
Yes.
Then we've got lots of messages coming through on that question we asked.
Okay.
Share with us your cake baking flop stories. This one says, once I made a cake, instead of baking the cake, I put the oven on grill. Okay, let's go on to the easy burpee cake, Auntie Karita.
Okay, for the easy burpee cake, 125 grams of butter, 1 cup sugar, 3 eggs, 1 and a half cups of flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, a half a cup milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, and 1/4 teaspoon of ilachi powder. You beat your butter and sugar, then you beat in the rest of the ingredients. You bake for about you mix your ingredients for about 10 minutes and you mix. Then you bake at 180 degrees for about 30 minutes till done. Then you make a burfi icing. That's a burfi glaze icing. You need half a cup of icing sugar, half a cup of clump powder, a tablespoon of soft butter, pinch of ilachi, pinch of rose essence, 2 tablespoons of boiled milk. Mix and pour over the cake. You decorate with colored almonds and you serve. This is an absolutely very tasty cake.
And easy.
And it's a burfi cake, so you have to use that clump in the icing to give that burfi mixed flavor.
Yes. So easy burfi cake recipe once again. It's 125 grams of butter, 1 cup sugar, 3 eggs, 1 and a half cups flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, a half cup milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, and a 1/4 teaspoon ilachi powder. You beat butter and sugar, then beat in the rest of ingredients for about 10 minutes and mix it. Bake at 180 for 30 minutes till done. Now for the perfect glaze icing, you will require a half cup of icing sugar, a half cup of clump powder, 1 tablespoon soft butter, a pinch of ilachi, some rose essence, 2 tablespoons boiled milk. You mix this together, mix and pour over cake, decorate with colored almonds and enjoy.
Yes.
Okay, this one, next recipe is a bit of a lengthy one.
Yes, but it's very
for
nice.
For the lemon poppy seed cake.
Okay, for the lemon poppy seed cake you need 1 1/2 cups of caster sugar, 3 eggs, a half a cup oil, 1 cup of milk, a half a cup poppy seeds, zest of a lemon, 300 ml of coconut, and 300 ml of self-raising flour. Then you have to make a sauce with 1 cup sugar, caster sugar, 1 cup water or orange juice, and zest of 2 oranges. Now for your method, you beat the sugar and eggs together until creamy. Add the rest of the ingredients, ending with the flour and beating well after each addition. You spoon the mixture into a sprayed ring pan and bake in a preheated oven for at 180 degrees for about 60 minutes. Remove from oven and leave to cool in the pan for 5 minutes before turning the cake out. Then you take your sauce, you boil the sugar and water or your orange juice together for 5 minutes until thick and syrupy. Pour over the cake while warm. Garnish with your zest of the orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a tangy cake because it's got a little orange in it. So it's the taste is a bit different.
Okay, yes. So for the lemon poppy seed cake, it's 1 1/2 cups of caster sugar, 3 eggs, a half cup oil, 1 cup milk, half cup poppy seeds, the zest of 1 lemon. Now when we say zest of 1 lemon, that means it's the peel of a lemon,
yes.
Which you need to basically grate it on the fine side,
yes,
of the grater.
Yes.
Then 300 ml of coconut and 300 ml of self-raising flour. So for the sauce, it's 1 cup caster sugar, 1 cup water or orange juice, and the zest of 2 oranges. Now, the method is beat the sugar and eggs together until creamy. Add the rest of ingredients, ending with the flour and beating well after each addition. Spoon the mixture into a sprayed ring pan and break in a sorry, and bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees Celsius for 6 minutes. Remove from oven and leave to cool in pan for 5 minutes before turning cake out. Now for the sauce method, you boil sugar and water, orange juice. Now either way, you're using water or orange juice.
Yes.
You boil that together for 5 minutes until thick and syrupy, and pour over top of cake, top of warm cake, and garnish with zest.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now for the fruit cake, it goes as this: 250 grams of butter, 500 grams of flour, 7 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla essence, 250 grams of sugar, less 2 tablespoons if adding glazed cherries, and then 3 to 4 cups of mixed fruit and 2 tablespoons of milk. Now for your method, you cream your butter and sugar and vanilla essence well. You add egg one at a time while beating. Sip your dry ingredients together and mix with fruit. Add dry ingredients a little at a time to the cream butter, mixing well. Lastly, you add in your milk. You pour your mixture into a greased loaf pan for 1 1/4 hours on 180 degrees oven. Note well that when you're mixing your fruit, you use currants, sultanas, raisins, dates, cherries, nuts, glazed fruit, figs, melon, confit, and mixed lemon peel can be added. So all the different types of mixed fruit you want, you can add to it.
Okay. Okay, so we repeat the fruitcake recipe. It's 250 grams of butter, 500 grams of flour, 7 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 250 grams of sugar, less 2 tablespoons if adding glazed cherry.
Yes.
Then 3 to 4 cups mixed fruit, and 2 tablespoons of milk. And then you cream butter, sugar, and vanilla essence well. 8 eggs one at a time while beating. Then you sift dry ingredients together and mix with fruit. Add dry ingredients a little at a time to cream butter, mixing well. Lastly, add milk. Pour mixture into a greased loaf pan, and you actually bake it for 1 to 1 1/4 hours in 180 degrees Celsius. Also, mixed fruit, currants, sultanas, raisins, dates, cherries, nuts, glazed fruits, figs, melon, confit, and mixed lemon peel can also be added.
Now, this cake is not a small cake. It's a nice, it makes 2 big loaves, actually,
yeah,
because of the amount. It's like 250 grams of butter and 500 grams of flour. So it makes 2 nice size of loaf cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice part about the fruit cake, always, it stays for very long, up to 6 months, and nothing happens to the cake.
That is why many people actually take it when they go for Hajj
and things like that, Jean, mm-hmm, because you can travel far and wide with it.
Yes, it's something easy, it's something filling as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
And it's something healthy.
Healthy.
Yes.
Okay. Now the last one is the chef's decadent chocolate cake. The ingredients goes as this: 1/2 cup of coconut oil, 1 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 3 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence, 1/2 teaspoon of mint extract, 2/3 cups of cocoa, 1 1/2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 3/4 cups of milk, 2 slabs of chocolate melted, any brand. Now for your method, in a bowl you combine your oil, sugar, salt, vanilla, mint extract, cocoa and eggs, add all dry ingredients, then the milk, and stir in chocolate, spread in a greased pan, bake at 180 degrees, and pour chocolate and enjoy.
Okay. So I'm not going to have a chance to actually repeat the chef's decadent chocolate cake, but listeners, it's all on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to the internet, call Stefa Isa on 011-854-7022. She will actually make copies for you. You can come and pick it up from the radio station. That also includes a Mia's Farm potato pie recipe. Now, we've got a quick couple of questions here to each other. This one says, I bake some plain cupcakes, ingredients, eggs, sugar, oil, baking powder, vanilla essence, flour, maizena, water, a pinch of salt. The cupcakes turned out extremely bitter. Why?
I don't know what went wrong there.
Something went wrong there, yes.
There must be something wrong with.
Okay, we'll try and work this thing out and maybe, you know, get back to
you. Give you the answer, yes.
Yes, okay. Then this one says, please tell me why my cakes explode in the oven.
You see, you have to use proper measurements. Like we said, you must try and use the measuring spoons and it properly. Then you won't have this problem. Unless your pan, again, you're not using the right pan.
Pan, yes.
You know, sometimes it's too much of dough in a smaller pan that also can ooze out all your mixture.
Okay. Then this one says also, okay, we've got a couple of ones coming through. Okay, like I said, the recipes are all on our Radio Islam website, so you can go onto the website and also just download it or print it out and then just keep it in. Many people actually download the recipes,
okay,
yes.
Okay,
then a question that came in here. For the potato pies, they said dip in egg and fry. No. You need to make a paste with a flour, egg and water.
Yes.
Then you dip it in that paste and then
you
fry.
Right, yes.
Okay. Then another one wants to know about the samosa mince. Okay. This one says, you mentioned samosa per in the recipe. Can you please explain what do you do with it? Must it be fried?
You crush, yes. You fry your per and you crush it into your potato mixture and then you fill it. So it's going to be a nice and crunchy mixture in the when you bite
it. That again, it's optional.
It's an optional thing. It's not you must do it.
Okay. Then we're going to go. I think we've basically done with the questions here. I just need to go back onto that one. You know, her cakes explode in the oven. I'm not really sure.
Yes.
I think mixing your ingredients, you need to check your flour, how much flour are you taking,
yes,
are you using. That's why it's important to use measuring cups and measuring spoons.
And like I say, even if you're using a cup, use the same cup for all your measurements. Or it's the same spoon, tablespoon, everything. Do not change.
Yes, and in the maizena also, I'm not sure how much maizena she's putting in.
Yes,
well.
Yes.
So check your ingredients as well. And maybe we can come up with a solution for the sister.
Yeah.
That, you know, whenever she makes cakes. Let us go to the last one on Instagram. Sister Zuneida on Instagram says, the first time I baked a chocolate cake was as a surprise for my mum, and as soon as she went out, I got the ingredients ready and sifted the dry ingredients as I seen her do. The recipe called for salt but didn't say how much. So to be on the safe side, I added 1 teaspoon.
Oh,
needless to say that as fluffy and lovely the cake looked, it was inedible. I was around 11 or 12 years old at that time, but I smile at that memory until now. Oh, sister. Jazakallah for sharing. Yes, indeed.
Salty cakes, yes.
Salty cakes, yes. And I think that's also important, how much salt
you
add.
You must
so maybe the sister can
pinch,
just check
yes.
her salt as well.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Jazakallah for a lovely program. Jazakallah for the lovely recipe, Auntie Kaysha. Inshallah, back with you next week. From Amara and Auntie Kaysha Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.